Shout it loud, hallelujah. Amen. Right there where you are, sing this song loud and clear. Sing from the bottom of your heart.
Power must change in my life. No matter what I say.
It's a threefold program. The normal breakthrough power must change hands, praying against marital delay, praying for fruit of the womb. Three things in one. Get yourself ready. If you want uncommon miracles, sing this song of praises from your heart. God is glorious in holiness and fearfully praises. Forget any trouble that might have brought here. Sing songs to the glory of God. Sing like David sang and dance like he danced.
You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never show your glory to anyone. You will never show your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name.
My heaven must open. My heaven open up my fire.
My heaven
open up my fire.
Open up by fire.
within the next few minutes, the glory power of God and his power as a great physician and his power as a yoke breaker will begin to move in the midst. You are here now. Drop any meditation about any trouble you have. Focus your attention on Jesus. Say, he that cometh to God, he must believe that a man who doubts is like the waves of the sea, tossed here and there. Let not such a man think he will receive anything from
the Lord.
You receive by faith. I am going to pray now. It is not going to be a gentleman's prayer at all. And I want your amen to roar like fire and like thunder. I want you to believe God for his touch upon your life. If you are standing in gap for anybody, I want you to believe God for his touch upon their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you because it is written that though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing into captivity all thoughts to the obedience of Christ. Every stronghold, every long-term affliction, every mocking oppression, every yoke of stagnancy, every power of you shall not succeed, wherever they are this month, I bind them and cast them out in the name of Jesus. I bind them and I cast them out in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, receive your deliverance, receive your healing, receive your deliverance, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to turn your opportunity to disappointment, wherever such powers are now, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Masepeli katende yaboshende rabosanda yaba ribokosende. And I'm praying for you, person over there. All these powers that are waking up early to pour enchantment against your progress, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I command all morning enchantment against you to backfire now in the name of Jesus. Backfire, 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 in the name of Jesus. Maseti lakaya boshende rabba. And Lord, I pray like the psalmist prayed for everyone under the sound of my voice now. The psalmist said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Father, I'm praying for those gathered here. The wickedness of the wicked, the wickedness of the wicked elders against anyone here, expire! Expire! Expire, 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 in the name of Jesus. See what is happening now. Destinies have been restored, and what has been stolen is coming back. Everybody stretch your right hand towards me here. Father, let the yoke breaking power, the deliverance power, the power of the battle axe of the Almighty fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let this hand become the hand of healing, the hand of deliverance, in the name of Jesus. If you are here and you came because of fruit of the womb, or you are standing in gap, I'm going to count seven from here. Smite your womb area. If you are a male, smite under your stomach seven times. Do it mercilessly. Any coffin the enemy has put there, any danger the enemy has put there, any strong man there, on smiting, they have no option but to flee. Father, let his hands carry liquid fire. Electric current of the Holy Ghost. To disgrace every plantation of darkness. If you are here for fruit of the womb, get yourself ready. One, two, do it very well. Three, four, five, six, seven. Things are happening already. The plantation of the serpent is being removed. Plantation of darkness is being removed. You can't hide. You have made a mistake by falling high here. Get us up ready again. You are here for fruit of the womb. Smite it more aggressively now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Thank you, Jesus. You are here because of marital delay. Get ready to smite your head now. Believe in God for your breakthrough. What? Do it very well upon that head. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You can't hide. Yes. Every plantation of the spirit of one has been uprooted. Get yourself ready again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The rest of us now, I'm going to count 7-2. Everybody smite your chest, which is the base of your soul. Smite it 7 times. The Lord will send his fire into your life through that avenue. Do it aggressively. As you are doing it, any hidden sickness has been shaken out. One, do it well. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You can't hide. Every heart disease, every cardiac trouble, every high blood pressure, every diabetes, it is time for you to pack your luggage and depart right now. Get yourself ready again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Thank you, Jesus. Silence. The powers that have captured your glory and put it in marine prison. See what is happening where you are. They are returning what they have stolen from you. Every market of darkness assigned to steal your prosperity. The prayer you have prayed just now has set the market ablaze. I want to pray for 12 persons. You, these 12 personalities, the arrow of accident, the arrow of memory failure, targeted against you, I command them to backfire in the name of Jesus. Backfire, backfire in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Jesus. There are some people who are in this power must change. By the time they come for the next one in October, something will have happened in your life that will totally change the story of your life for good. Thank you, Jesus. 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 One prayer before you sit down. And I want you to pray it with anger. Say, Babas of darkness, assigned to kill my glory. Can you shout that loud? Your voice is not aggressive enough. Jesus, deal with the barbers of darkness. Masekapolika. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. I see 40 angels moving into the mist. Count them, they are 40. And they are moving about. The first thing they are doing is to break covenants formed by incisions on the body of people. Second thing they are doing is distributing gifts. So if you are here today, know that today is a prophetic day in your life. Highly prophetic. Because almost 20 years ago, Pa Monsignor moved to Prayer City. 20 years later, he's back here. There's a prophetic move that will change your destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, continue to lay your hands upon us. Continue to educate our spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen to me very carefully as I try to explain a mystery upon which we're going to wage war. And there are 40 prayers to wage war against that mystery. If we don't conclude today, we continue in October. But it's good you listen carefully to one of the weapons that has dealt with man. That's harassed man, raped man, pulled man down. Destroying the mysteries of yokes. Destroying the mystery of yokes. In Isaiah, we see a very curious verse. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah 10, 27. It's from this verse many songs will sing, take root, especially when we are singing about the anointing. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that, number one, his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Burden is laid on the shoulder. It's a different thing entirely, that one. That's not where we're going today. And his yoke from off thy neck. And how is that yoke going to be taken off? Is by destruction. And the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. It's from this verse we find anointing, follow me. By the reason of anointing, every yoke must be broken. That's where songs are coming from. All the songs about anointing breaking the yoke came from here. But it's a lot deeper than that. A yoke is a harness made of wood by which two animals are tied together to pull a load. A harness, a contraption, holes in the wood put on the neck of animals, tying them together to pull a load. Meaning that a yoke means forced submission, forced obedience, forced service. To be yoked then is to yield, submit, to surrender. Therefore, the yoke is an instrument of toil, instrument of punishing work. The yoke will certainly bring out your blood and your sweat. He said, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Fact number one, the yoke is made for the neck. Two, that neck is attached to the edge, therefore dictates the direction of the edge. I'm trying to bring facts out of Isaiah 10:27. The yoke is for the neck, the burden is for the shoulder. But that neck is the one attached to the edge that dictates the direction of the edge. Meaning that if a yoke is somebody's neck, you can't go to where you wish to go anymore. Wherever you go depends on something else. Three, only one power can break the yoke, and that power is called the anointing. So the yoke is not a thing to be toyed with. The agenda of yoke is so serious that breaking alone is not solution but destruction. The Bible says, for this cause was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of darkness. This yoke is part of the works of darkness Jesus came to destroy. Remember that our 70 days confession, which talks about Jesus filled with the Holy Ghost and power, who goes about doing good. Jesus, anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So Jesus too moved about with that anointing to break yokes. The greatest enemy of yoke is the anointing. As a matter of fact, if you go to Bible college and they want to teach you about anointing, the simplest definition of anointing they're going to give to you is taken from this verse. They say the anointing is the burden removing and yoke destroying power of God. That's the definition they're going to give to you, the simplest one. The burden remover, the yoke destroyer. This is a very, very serious matter. When you talk about the anointing, the most graphic example I can give to you is what you find in Judges. Judges. Book of Judges. You look at it in chapter 14. Judges 14. And look at it from verse 4. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For all that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyard of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him, that the lion had no clue. Samson's parents have no clue. Verse 6 says, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent the lion as will have rent a kid. He had nothing in his hands, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. The lion roared. The lion did not put in his calculation the anointing. Once that anointing came upon Samson, that was a destruction of the lion. I'm praying for all who are listening to me here this day, that in this service, an anointing will come upon your life that will destroy every satanic lion and sound against your life in the name of Jesus. That your amen roar like thunder. Matthew chapter 11 now. Matthew 11 verse 29. Matthew 11 29. This is Jesus speaking. Matthew 11 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Meaning that any yoke that is not easy and burden that is not light It's not from God. It's not the kind that Jesus gives people. This is a very serious matter. A yoke is therefore an instrument of toil, an instrument of evil bonding, an instrument of shared bondages, an evil spiritual marriage. Evil spiritual marriage. Evil spiritual marriage. I've shared with you before many years ago that I didn't know what I know now. If I know what I knew now, it would not have happened. It was a wedding ceremony. Husband was there, wife was there, and a very experienced pastor was conducting the wedding. An old man. And as he was reading through the charge, so will you take this man as your wedded husband to love and to cherish? To let do your part? The lady said, no. The pastor thought she didn't hear very well. He read it again. To you, sister so-and-so, I am asking you, will you take this person as your wedded husband? She shouted, I said no. And the husband to be started crying. Say, please say yes. Please say yes. Please say yes. But she kept saying no until the wedding had to be canceled. None of us knew. Because that time we were all blind bats. None of us knew that right there on that altar she was seeing a spirit husband. The spirit husband was warning her, if you say yes, say yes. We didn't see it. We were just in church. We didn't know very much of what was going on. And that was many, many years ago. But that cannot happen again now. If you were not drunk, you came to Mountain of Fire pulpit, wore wedding gown, left your house, and you came to the altar. Now you are saying no. Now I know what to do. Just as I said, pastor, conduct the wedding, just give us 10 minutes. Let's take this woman away from here. So we take her to the back and release fire upon her and return her back to the place. Ask the question again. But we didn't know. So, spirit husband is a yoke. It's bonding you together to something. And the tragedy of life, 99% of women don't even know. And many pastors are not aware. A yoke is an evil regulation. It's regulating your life, but you may not know. But regulating it. A yoke is collective captivity. The whole family is just going to one direction. There are some families, people don't get married. There are some families, husbands are always poor. There are some families, every man must marry witches. If they don't marry a witch, that woman they marry is in trouble. In some families, people die untimely. Collective captivity is a yoke. This is why I want to pray one strong prayer now. Whether you feel you are concerned or you are not concerned, please let your amen roar like fire and like thunder. And make it a sevenfold amen. I decree right now, every ancestral yoke against anyone here, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, pray! Sit down, brother. A yoke is a communal bondage, a program of arrested development. And I pray for anyone here, if you have a child that the development has been arrested, if your amen can be loud and clear, that chain is broken now in the name of Jesus. A yoke is strong limitation. It's evil load placed on people. Terrible hardship. It's an evil equalizer, evil arrester. It's an instrument of unprofitable sweating, evil submission, forced labor, wicked programming, inconsiderate merger, evil domination, evil submission, Aggressive restriction. Aggressive stagnation. The olden days Roman punishment. If you murder somebody, they will take the corpse. They will tie it around the person. Head to head, hand to hand, leg to leg. So when you walk, you are walking about without corpse. When you sleep, you are sleeping without corpse. The bottom line is that within a few days, such people also die because of the yoke placed upon him. A yoke is an instrument of forceful movement, forceful sluggishness, negative loads and burdens, suffocating chains, unprofitable entanglement, evil unity, unprofitable blending. It's not profitable at all. Blending. Negative suppression, detention, a restraining power, evil hook. It is hooked, evil hook. That hook gets people into trouble. A professor of philosophy, came here many years ago, and he said, "Dr. Lukoya, I know you used to be an academician, so that's why I came to you. I want to ask you a question. How many wives does Solomon have in the Bible?" I told him. "How many concubines?" I told him. "See now? Very many. Moving to 1,000. Maybe even more. Dr. Lukoya, is there anything wrong if I just marry one extra wife with the one I have? There is a man who married above 300, 400. Solomon. I just want one." I said, "What is your reason for that?" "Oh," he said, "this one at home is not stylish. I need a stylish woman." I said, "Professor, don't do it. Don't. You have children?" He said, "Yes, 4. I said, "So don't do it. If you say she's not stylish, go and teach her how to be stylish. Buy stylish clothes, give it to her. Buy stylish shoes, give it to her." I said, no. "No." And he didn't listen to my advice. He went to marry this woman. They did the engagement, introduction. Second day after engagement, introduction, the woman died. When the woman died, the family went to professor. "So you have started a process. Although she's dead, you must complete it." At that level, professor should have fled. But he said, yes. So they took him to the cemetery, the day of the burial. And they already had a pastor waiting by to conduct a wedding with a corpse. They had the wedding rings. And they began to join him together with the corpse. Somebody in a coffin, they were joining them together. Joining them together. And you know, it's always easy to find pastors who will do that kind of thing. So that they did that for professor. But from that day, I started seeing the woman all over the place. When he was teaching a class, or when he's teaching a class, he would see the woman. I said, get out, you are dead, leave me alone. And the student would say, "Prof, what are you seeing? What is the matter?" They took him to the psychiatric hospital. What the drug did to him was to multiply the woman from being 1 to 6. It was then when his brain calmed a little bit, he asked to be brought back here. I said, "But professor, I told you, you need to go for deliverance." I said, "Does that mean I will not have breakfast?" "Breakfast? We're talking about 3 days dry. At present, you are saying breakfast. I said, breakfast for 3 days." He began to lament, but he went. That's when God set him free. So, a joke is an evil hook. Very evil hook. Many young men who are not doing well, it's because they've been hooked. Once upon a time in your life, during 1 minute of madness, you slept with a marine queen or with the head of familiar spirit somewhere. You've been hooked ever since. But if you can pray today, the yoke shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The yoke is an emblem of negative annexation. The mystery of the yoke is this. A yoke determines your movement, depending on who or what you are yoked with. If they yoke you with a stationary thing, then stagnancy is the result. If they yoke you with something faster than you, out very quickly. These are the problems that wear people out and make them look a lot older than their ages. If you are being yoked to somebody, something sluggish, it severely limits your movement. When a yoke is in place, you repeat classes. Younger ones will meet you there, and your classmates will go ahead. That yoke will bring a bondage to the level of companionship, domesticates the bondage. A yoke is a destroyer. The agenda is to destroy. That's why the Bible is talking about yoke of iron. Yoke saps energy. Yokes at old age kill very quickly. Yokes are so serious, it needs anointing to break them, to destroy them. Yokes are so serious that many will not break without fasting added to your prayers. According to Isaiah 58:6, the anointing is the yoke breaking and body removing power of God. The closeness to the edge can affect your brain and your mental power. There are killer yokes. The agenda is to kill you. There are destiny destroying yokes. The agenda is to determine that you will not fulfill your destiny. There are anti-marriage yokes. The agenda is to the person does not marry or you marry wrongly. There are character destroying yokes that puts terrible habits and character that brings problems to people's lives. There are poverty yokes, inherited yokes, witchcraft yokes, limitation yokes, failure yokes, ex-success yokes, oppression yokes. The trouble with the mystery of yokes is that it may be completely unconscious. You don't even know at all. There are religious yokes, there are dream yokes, there are yokes of closed door, yokes of backward push, yoke of being bypassed, yoke of evil family pattern, yoke of sadness, yoke of failure, yoke of backwardness, yoke of blockage. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. This morning, first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to repent of all known sin. You need to identify your own yoke and raise a battle cry. Raise that yoke. The prayers are to speak destruction to the powers behind the yoke. You plug your life into the socket of the anointing that God has made available here. And that is how the yoke will be broken. I was at another wedding ceremony. Strange wedding. The bridegroom is about half the size of this interpreter. About half. Then the wife is almost as large as this pulpit. Big. They used 2 chairs for her to sit down. The wedding went on. I found that the man was not smiling. It was only the woman smiling. And when they said, will you take this woman as a wedded wife? The man did not answer. The woman said, yes, he will. Yes, he will. He has no option. He has to. The pastor just went ahead with the wedding. At a stage, they said, okay, let us pray for them. At that level, I quietly stole to the man. I went there. I said, Mr. Man, you are not saying anything. I said, my brother, I don't know how I got here. I just found myself here. A yoke had caught him and dragged him. If you don't deal with yokes, yokes will deal with you. And it's a tragedy to be born into yokes, to live with yokes, and go from the cradle to the grave with the yoke. Very soon these prayers will start. I want you to pray like a man or woman from another world. Rise to your feet now. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you are yet to surrender your life to Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity from wherever you are. Find a way quickly to the altar here. Rise to your feet and come out here to surrender your life to Jesus so that these yokes can be completely broken. It will be a tragedy for allowing the yoke to continue. Shall wait for you from wherever you are. Come quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you. Most of you at the altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes. Bow down your heads. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Lay your hands of fire and power upon them. This decision they've made today, let it be permanent in their life. Let them experience the touch of Jehovah in a new way. In Jesus' name we pray. The rest of us, let's bow our heads where we are. Ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will keep any yoke in position today. Talk to the Lord now. Amen. The God that answered by fire has answered your prayer by fire in the name of Jesus. And whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, you shall testify. Every point you have prayed here, they have become testimonies in the name of Jesus. Every power that has been mocking you, they shall come to celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. Rise to your feet now. Time to start the yoke-breaking prayers. Remember, the 40 angels are still around. Please, pray like a man or woman from another world. Destroy the yokes before they destroy you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There is no one, there's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There is no one, there's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There will never be, there will never be like him. Say, I walk, I walk, I walk. No one, no one. I searched and searched, say, no one, no one. I'm trading my soul. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm trading my shame. Laying them down, yeah. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I will lift your voice, say yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Let your voice be louder.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes,
yes, yes,
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord,
yes,
yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, shut down or not destroy. I'm blessed beyond the cost. For his mercies will endure. His joy is gonna be my strength. For the sorrows will last for a night. The joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my soul. Trading my pain. That cannot harm me, but are reporting me to powers that can harm me. Can I hear you saying that? Can I hear the sister self shouting this loud? I want the sisters to be more aggressive. Yes. Everybody together now. What are you waiting for? Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes. This is not a money to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now shout the name of Jesus with as loud as a voice can carry you. Say, Jesus Christ! Yoke breaker! Break my yoke now! In the name of Jesus! Jesus Christ! Yoke breaker! Break my yoke now! Bakapota sepela kaya boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer, please, even if you don't believe it, I recommend that you pray them. Powers assigned to donate my blood to the COVID. Can you say that loud and clear? Donate your own blood and die in the name of Jesus. Yes, this is not a day to negotiate. Something is happening, something is happening. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I decree upon all who are gathered here, every hidden yoke, every transferred yoke, every killer yoke, every anti-marriage yoke, every yoke of infirmity, break in the name of Jesus. Break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of oppression in the head, in the stomach, in the heart, in the body, let that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of pain in the body, in the soul, in the spirit, be broken in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft-sponsored infirmity, go back to your senders in the name of Jesus. Go back, go back. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, in the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand to this altar here. Everywhere you are listening to me, stretch your right hand to this altar. Father, let your yoke-breaking power fall upon this hands in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of infirmity be broken to pieces. Let every yoke of oppression be broken to pieces. Jesus, anywhere you are having infirmity in your body, I want you to smite it 21 times, shouting, go back to your senders, go back to your senders. Do it aggressively, and the yoke shall be broken, no matter how long the yoke has been there. Get yourself ready, 21 times, let's go, smite it one. Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Now put your faith into action. Begin to do what you could not do before. Check that head. Check the legs. Check the ears. Check your breathing. Check that swollen place. God has healed you. That's the power of God coming upon you. Once you know that your sickness has disappeared, don't let the devil put it back. Find a way to the altar. Don't let the devil put it back. The power of God is still moving. There is a woman there. She still cannot believe what has happened. Yes, the infirmity has gone. Find a way to this altar very quickly. Say, powers! Reporting my glory to the enemy. Be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Yes. Powers reporting my glory to the enemy. Be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening over there. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Thou power of leaking pockets, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Thou power of leaking pockets, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this with authority. By the same way you appeared, my problems disappear in the same way. Can you shout it with anger? Your voice is not loud enough. I want you to make it a shout. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Wicked powers planning to celebrate my defeat. Can you say that and let me hear you? Somebody ought to shout that loud. What are you waiting for? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. See what is happening. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer is 3-in-1. Power of Pharaoh. Power of Goliath. Power of Herod. Can I hear you shouting that? Yes. Shout it again. Of my father's house. Death. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, if you are a business person, a career person, pray this very well. Every demonic anointing flowing against my business, like I can say career, every demonic anointing flowing against my career, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. In Jesus' name we pray. Yoke of stagnation, yoke of delay, I am not your candidate. Break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of stagnation, yoke of delay, I am not your candidate. Break. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A sevenfold amount. Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you have all powers in your hand. Father, we thank you because you can do all things. There is nothing beyond your power. Father, I'm praying right now For all who have gathered at this particular Palm of Strangers, that whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, whether the enemy likes it or not, your story must change in the name of Jesus. Your story must change in the name of Jesus. Your story must change in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants you to expire before you leave this holy ground, they must expire in the name of Jesus. They must expire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Any problem that does not want to give you peace, by the thunder power of God, I bury that problem now in the name of Jesus. Father, those who are here and they have interviews to attend, they have exams to do, lay your hands upon them in the name of Jesus. Those who have been noticing one form of blockages or the other, you blockage, hear the word of the Lord. You are in the wrong place. Clear away in the name of Jesus. Clear away. Clear away. Clear away. Clear away. Clear away. Clear away. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm praying for all who are celebrating their birthday this month. Let it be well with them in the name of Jesus. As I celebrate your birthday this month, if Jesus tarries in his coming, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now your turn to pray. Please, these prayers are not gentle prayers. And there is only three of them. But it is their yoke-breaking prayers. You may say, but I've prayed this before. Pray it today under the anointing of today. Honors of evil, Lord! Hear the word of the Lord! Tarry your Lord! In the name of Jesus! That's right! Somebody is breaking through! In Jesus' name we pray! That I vowed to see my end. Can you say it with anger? Before I leave this place, death, in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now shout this out loud. I'm going to shout the name of this month. Month of September! Hear the word of the Lord! Pray for me by fire! In the name of Jesus! Pray for me by fire! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord blesses us of Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. This month shall favor you. No weapon formed against your family shall prosper. Every problem that we have removed here today remains permanently removed in the name of Jesus. Every blessing we have claimed there today, remain permanently our own in the name of Jesus. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. The Lord Jesus Christ. Bring you to us now. Sure. Goodness and mercy of all. All the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. 21, go, Lord, destroy, hallelujah, let's go.